Each time of the year, there is a Military Saves Week. And to that end, we're going to visit with an old friend, James Lander, who's been here each year for several, as we remind everybody, both military and civilian, that it is Military Saves Week coming up the week of 21st of February throughout. But as you just heard me talk about the DCUC, the Defense Credit Union Council, saving is something we ought to do year-round. And I'm very pleased to invite James Lander to the program. James, nice to have you back on the show again. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you guys being such great supporters of Military Saves.
Absolutely. You know, and in that vein, I want to just tie in my first guest today. Bill Rausch is here from Got Your Six, which is a wonderful organization. And let me just say to because I got several calls already from audiences saying, we're having difficulty. Six is not the spelled out S-I-X. It's the number six. You know that too, don't you, James? You know about this organization.
Yes, Gotcha Six has been great when working with veterans and amplifying sort of message of supporting veterans and military families, bridging the gap between civilian and military life.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So if you're trying to reach out to Got Your Six, make sure it's the letter, it's the number six and not spelled out six for their campaign. And speaking of campaigns, Military Saves Week 2016, talk to us about what you're doing and what have you achieved. I know you're striving for a lot of folks. How are you doing this year?
Well, Paul, we actually had a very successful year last year. We had the most pledges we've ever had. We had over 36,000.
Wow.
Yes. We had those are folks who are new to taking a pledge and folks who have repledged. And so we're excited. We have a lot of momentum this year for 2016. Our goals are service specific, so each branch of the service has a different goal. Our Army folks have jumped out of the box and are leading the way with over 4,000 pledges as of today. The total for the campaign, all branches of service, is approaching 6,000. And our total goal is to reach 50,000 pledges this year. We were about 14,000 short of that last year, and we want to reach 50,000 pledges this year. So we have some new interesting things I'll share with you, but that is our goal for this year, and we're excited to pursue it.
Okay, this is military everywhere, all over the world. They're all supposed to participate, and you're hoping that they all do play a role in this, right?
Absolutely, and it's the military community, Paul, which excites us. It's folks who are in uniform, their spouses and children over 14, and DOD civilians and contractors who support those who serve our country. So we're leaving no stone unturned, and we want them all involved.
Now, who's endorsing Military Saves Week 2016?
Well, we're excited this year. We got a video from Chief Master Sergeant Mitchell Brush and his wife, Blair Brush. We are expanding our outreach. As I said, we want the military community to be involved, so we have expanded our outreach to be more deliberate in our communication with the National Guard and the Reserves. And so in addition to the endorsement video we got from the Brushes, we also got an endorsement quote from Lieutenant General Jeffrey Talley, wow, who is the Chief of the Army Reserve and Commanding General for the U.S. Army Reserve. So we're really excited that we're broadening our outreach into the military community.
And this year's theme is very simple and very direct. What is it?
Save automatically. That's what it is. Paul, you know, we all tend to connect sometimes our savings account to a checking account for overdraft protection and things like that. And what we talk about with Save Automatically is encouraging folks to set up a separate savings account just for saving.
Okay, well, here's the deal. When we come back, we'll talk about that aspect of it and what happens after taking the pledge. This is Home and Family Finance. My guest, James Lander, of the wonderful program Military Saves Week 2016. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm excited. It's Military Saves Week, folks. Military Saves is starting today. Starting Sunday, the 21st, right through this week. This is an emphasis on what you ought to be doing all year. My guest, James Lander, who is the director of Military Saves, he's with us. He was just talking to us about this. I like this idea of automatic. Then you don't have to worry about it doing it. If you just set it up, it just so much comes out every week or every month. Is that the way it works?
Yes, Paul, that's the idea. And you think small, or you start small and you think big. And so you put a little aside, you forget about it, and over a period of time you've built up a nice little savings account that you can use for emergencies or large purchases.
Makes perfect sense, folks. By the way, let me give you some goals. Army, 20K. Navy, 10, by the way, K means 1,000. Okay, Army, 20,000. Navy, 10,000. Air Force, 15,000. And Marines, 5,000. If you do all of that, we're going to make it to 50,000. But you know what? You don't have to stop there. If everybody jumps in here, we'll do much more than that. And I hope, James, that we can come back and say we broke the record. So let's hope that happens, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, what happens after taking the pledge?
Well, this year, I'm excited to announce that we have a text messaging service that we're going to offer to military savers for the first time in 2016. And this is a way to have savers who take the military savings pledge to get reminders and tips about the goal that they have identified in the pledge that they want to save for. And the top goals have been retirement, have been emergency fund, have been education, and reducing debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the top goals folks have identified, and then we have a category for sort of some of the other goals that are identified in the pledge, but the number of people who have identified them aren't as high. But this text messaging service is great because savers who get reminders about saving are more successful or save more money than those who don't.
And if somebody wants to know more about it, where do they go, James? How do we find out more about this program? Give us an email. Go ahead.
MilitarySaves.org. That is the website. MilitarySaves.org, which is a component of AmericaSaves.org. So if you're in the military or you're connected with the service in some way, we want you to be a part of Military Saves. But if you're an everyday citizen and you say, well, I'm not really connected with the military, but man, you know, savings is important to me, go to AmericaSaves.org, and there's an opportunity for you to take the pledge, get text messaging reminders there too. So we're really excited to be expanding the outreach so that it's not just about what happens next.
Well, let's make sure people understand. If you're not in the military but you want to participate in the program, they've developed a way for you to do that, and that's called AmericaSaves.org, right?
AmericaSaves.org, yes, sir.
Now, would they get a text or no? Is that arranged a little differently than the text messaging that you're doing?
Absolutely. The text messaging actually platform started with America Savers,
okay,
and we saw how successful it is, so we wanted to make it available to the military savers also.
And this money that you save is your money that you can come back and use for a variety of things. I think that's very important. We're not asking you to give to somebody. We're asking you to look after yourself. I mean, that's very simple, isn't it?
It is. And to encourage folks to get involved with the text messaging service this year, we have a $500 drawing that we're going to do once a month for the next 3 months. So we're even going to contribute $500 towards someone's goal that they have identified. So this is a really good opportunity that you got to take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's an incentive in here as well. And I know you said 50,000 was your goal, pledges, but I think you'd be happy to break that that goal.
Absolutely. We just set that hopefully as the floor, and the ceiling hopefully is a lot higher than that.
Well, you know, it's just such an important part and such an important thing to do. From your perspective, we're talking about Military Saves Week, but you're really looking at this as Military Saves all the time, aren't you?
Absolutely. This is a year-long campaign. The week, Military Saves Week, is an opportunity for us to increase our visibility and awareness of the things that we're doing and the initiatives that we want to put in place for the rest of the year. But as you know, Paul, savings isn't a instant gratification exercise. It's something that you do over a period of time. And so we want to support and encourage folks to save all year long.
Yeah, I can't. The folks are just so important. As we talked about at the beginning of the program, my program is based on financial education to you. No hidden agendas. We don't do politics. We don't do what we talk to you about are things that have a direct impact on your life by doing the right thing, by becoming financially fit. And whether you're a civilian or whether you're military, save. It's just so very basic. It works to your advantage, and especially in the military, because you can't really be fit for your role there, for what your job is, if you're worried about your dollars, if you're worried about your family, if you're worried about things that have a direct impact on your life. You just can't. You really can't do your job. You can't be mission ready if you're not financially. But James, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure. And don't forget all those folks out there to take the Military Saves Pledge. And we'll talk again soon, Paul. Thank you.
All right, folks. Do what you got to do. I'm going to have James come back after a couple of months to tell us that we beat this pledge. As a matter of fact, he'll call me when they beat the pledge, and we'll have him on the program to talk about it. Okay, coming up next, education. I'm in debt, college education. But what about community college? Could I have saved myself? Interesting person coming up to talk about the importance of community colleges here on the wonderful Home and Family Finance Program.